Okay, so now we're moving on to rich. All right, so your genetic detoxification. Let's just go through that and really. Makes me make sure I'm me every time I open a file. I don't know. I guess that's good. All right. So surprisingly, you don't have a lot of SNPs in here. Yeah, you have an A2 and a B1, and you know, you don't even have a NAT. Oh well, we'll do that in another section, the 2C9. So, you know, exposures, it's not as big. I was expecting, I hadn't remembered what yours were, to see more reds here based on, you know, some of the stuff that you've got. But I mean, and all the stuff that I would say for these, which are on this chart, you know, you're probably already doing, but relook at this, just be honest with yourself. What can you do? I know with the juicing that you're doing now and all that, you're doing a whole lot more.
Right.
So, but revisit some of these things just to make sure that you are addressing your particular SNPs here. What else? This is yours. Okay. You know, same thing with glutathione. Normally if somebody was in, you know, just in a regular job where they're not exposed to all the toxins that you're exposed to with this glutathione, it's easy to just make sure you're taking foods that help support it. But glutathione, liposomal glutathione might be a good thing for you to be on right now, right? To support that pathway, to support your liver in handling all this stuff.
Right.
And your work ends when? Here we go, acetylation.
July 5. I know, exactly. 3 months and counting.
Yay. The gnats, right? This might explain a lot of it, right? Because that's the exposure to all of those chemicals. If I look at, I'm going to look at this particular one for the gnats. Right. And again, those cruciferous and turmeric and all those things. But this is drugs and carcinogens. And you're exposed to these things every day. Right. Higher right. incidences of cancer and drug toxicity. Right. Detoxifies many environmental toxins, tobacco exhaust fumes and all these hetero. So this is probably the genetics piece that combined with your environment is problematic for you. Right. So we want to make sure that you're looking it up. And if you want to look it up, you know, just go to SNPedia, SNPedianat2. There may be some other specific things that they talk about there. If I, you know, because I don't update these charts every month, and there's research that comes out every month. So you can read more about this.
Yep.
And see if, you know, if this gleans you any insights. Okay. Let's see. Glucuronidation, you know, and again, going back to these really cool charts that I gave you. PowerPoint, I think it might be this one. No. Okay. Yeah. The optimizing liver detoxification, right. And going in here. Now, what did I just say? It was glucuronidation, right?
Right.
All of these things, pollutants, right? Benzoates, probably exposed to a lot of these things. And then, you know, if you're not already doing limonene, maybe adding some limonene, making sure your magnesium and B vitamins are up to speed, your omega-3s.
Okay. What is limonene?
Oh, it's a chemical constituent of the citrus-seed essential oil. And okay. Limonene stimulates the detox pathways. In yep. particular, the glucuronidation. And it's so easy. Just put a couple of drops of lemon or lime or orange or tangerine. Actually, tangerine might be a good one, especially because I've seen a lot of studies related to tangeritin, which is one of the chemicals in tangerine oil, related to cancer reductions or cancer okay. treatments. So, you know, it's an easy thing to just put a couple of drops in your water every day.
Yep.
Okay. Sulfation, I think you're already handling everything related to that with all your cruciferous vegetables and garlic and onions and things like that. and the methylation, right? Are you taking any folate, methylfolate?
I am not.
Okay, so I'm going to look at your COMTs. You got to be careful with methyl groups. So, you know, your green leafies, right? Are you, you're juicing right now, right? You're doing a lot of green juices?
Yes.
Green juices, okay. You know, I think you're probably okay with that. I'm concerned about, if you want to supplement with folate, I would do folinic acid at this point. Because of your COMT status, it may cause you, it may cause a little anxiety if you take too much methyl stuff. Although, weren't you taking the full, the B12, the liposomal B12 that had folate in it? I think a while, I remember talking about that a while back.
No, it has the folate with it. Yes, correct, with the B12.
Okay. So it's
sublingual pill under the tongue.
Sublingual. Okay. All right. So that should be good.
Okay.
That should be good. What else? Omega-3s. What are you doing for omega-3s?
I'm doing the fish oils. I'm doing the flax. I'm doing the walnuts. Okay. Even though I was told to stay off some of the fats because of the cancer, but it's hard to do.
It depends on the fats, right? And that's the thing. The saturated fats, the animal fats for sure, heated fats. So if you're going to eat fats, they have to be raw. They have to be unoxidized. So,
okay, so the avocados. Nuts.
Avocados are good fat.
Those walnuts.
And the phospholipids, like the sunflower lecithin added to your smoothies or your juice or whatever you want to add it to.
Yep.
Right. Keeping your blood sugar steady for the Alzheimer's. You just have the one here that's related to clearing out some toxins from the brain. You know, the COMT is related to dopamine. And dopamine and serotonin, actually. Let me look down further on here. You've got a few others related to the dopamine, and these are related to calcium channels. Magnesium, make sure you're taking enough magnesium. Bitters for your stomach acid so that you get your amino acids. Do you do any protein powders?
I do. I do the Sun Warrior. I do the Vega.
Okay.
I was told that's really acidic. Do I have to add something to make it more alkaline with regards to those powders?
Well, I would test your pH. Get the strips, test your pH. If it is going more in there, you know, how do you get it more alkaline? Well, magnesium, potassium, they're all alkalizing minerals.
Okay, yep.
Celery juice could be really good at that because it's loaded with potassium and magnesium. You know, especially if you're already juicing.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, your cancer, your DNA damage things are not terrible. So that's in your favor, right? There's a few here and there. The SOD and the catalase and the glutathione together and that oxycell cream might be helpful. I given the situation, I'd check it out, you know, just to make sure, but could be helpful. I haven't seen any other separate supplements of SOD and catalase, except for SOD. I've seen supplements that are derived from wheat sprouts, and we don't want you on wheat sprouts.
No, okay. No.
Do you do wheatgrass juice?
I've got it in a powder, yes.
Okay, be careful with the powder. I want you to check with them to make sure. See, when you cut the grass, right, and you make wheatgrass into powder, you want it to be around 17 days old, and you don't want to get too close to the root, or else you get some of the seed in there, which might expose you to gluten protein. Mm. So another way you can get it, there's this company, I forget the name of the company, but we bought it at Whole Foods, and that sells them in frozen little, like almost like little ice cube tray sizes. And you can melt those. I mean, obviously you can do fresh, but that's really a lot of work to do. My son used to love those things. He would come home from school and just dump a couple of those ice, he called them his wheatgrass ice cubes, and he'd have a little green lemonade, and he'd put some lemon and put those in and have that.
All right, I'll ask for that at the Whole Foods, which I go to.
Yeah, it's in the frozen food section.
Yep.
You know gluten, you already know to avoid gluten.
Oh, yes. Oof.
Yeah. And you have some inflammatory markers. So, yeah, turmeric has had a lot of good studies, turmeric and ginger, turmeric especially in liver detox pathways, but also got a lot of studies related to cancer. And then make sure you're keeping your microbiome healthy. I would be doing a bifidobacter with this. In fact, I do a bifidobacter because I have something similar, actually worse than this.
Yeah, I do bifido.
Okay. Blood pressure.
Do you vary every so often with the different companies, like switching off with regards to the probiotics that you stay with?
Most of my probiotics I eat as food. I mean, I eat like jars and jars of sauerkraut and all that. And when I use the probiotics, I use it when I make some yogurt, like cashew or coconut yogurt. Do I vary? Yeah, it's probably not a bad idea. I think Custom Probiotics makes a really good one. It's really concentrated. It's expensive to buy a bottle because they only sell big bottles, but you will use so little. It's a very long, it lasts a really long time.
Yeah, I have used them for a couple of years actually.
Okay. Yeah. So you're protecting yourself there. You have low cholesterol, which is, I think we've talked about this before, like, huh? How do you get your cholesterol so low with
yikes.
Arugula for the nitric oxide.
In fact, I was wanting to bring my cholesterol up a little.
I know, but you don't want to focus on that right now. You want to focus on your immune system right now. Immune system and detox. That's your concern right now. If you're not already on B6, make sure you're on it because you can snip here. That's going to affect those neurotransmitters. Your D, make sure you're just keeping it within the right range. Don't let it slip and go, I'm taking 10,000 and it's fine. Test it. Because if it's not in the right range, bring it up because it's super important for your immune system.
Yep.
Same with the A. You know, eating lots of beta-carotene foods and with all the juicing that you're doing, you're probably okay, but a periodic A wouldn't hurt. Zinc. Zinc, super, super important. Zinc-rich foods. And the thing about it is stomach acid. It's that whole dichotomy of if the stomach acid is too low, you can't absorb zinc. And if you can't absorb zinc, you can't make stomach acid. So, you know, liquid zinc, I use a liquid, you know, it just comes in a liquid bottle from Premier or from, I don't know if Seeking Help has it, but I know that Good State has it. I don't recommend the one from, I hate to badmouth the company, but I don't recommend the one from Trace Minerals Research.
I know, I found that out.
You found that out yourself, right?
Nauseous. What about using an HCL supplement?
Mixed feelings about it. Right. Do you do bitters?
I do. I buy the bitter liquids. I do the arugula while I'm preparing.
While you're preparing. You know, you just have to be careful. And with all the other stuff that's going on right now, I wouldn't want to add that to the mix.
Okay. So stay off the HCL?
Yeah. Do you have HCL? Have you been taking it?
I've been taking it periodically when I remember to on the meals.
When you can remember to. Do you notice any difference?
No, I can't say that I do.
If you're going to do it, you want to do it consistently. And you want to get your blood tested before. You want to look at your protein status. You want to look at your BUN. And then do it consistently. 6 weeks, 2 months, 3 months, and then do it again. And we'll relook at the protein, the albumin, the globulin, and the other and see. If it budges it, if it moves the needle, great, keep going. If it doesn't, but if you're going to do HCL, here's my take on HCL. HCL is great. It's a supplement to replace something your body usually makes and it isn't. But you don't want to just give your body something that it's not supposed to make. You want to help it to be able to make it. The zinc levels and the bitters help to do that.
Okay.
Right. So if you want to try, if you want to know if the HCL is worth it, be consistent, test beforehand, do it for a while, test again.
Okay.
Okay. Folate receptors, we talked about that. Yeah, and you're already doing the protein powders and all that for that. All right, questions? We got 1 minute and 12 seconds left.
let's see. Now, the ones we didn't look at, what particular areas are those?
What do you mean the ones we didn't look at?
Did we look at the whole?
We looked at the whole thing, but I just really focused on the reds, but also the ones that I think are appropriate to your situation.
Okay.
So I spent more time on the detox ones, even though some of them weren't red. And then throughout, I worked on, you know, I just looked at the ones that were red, like BDNF, you know, that's why I asked you about your fatty acids and exercise. You're the exercise king, so I don't have to ask you about exercise, right? B vitamins, which we already talked about. And then I talked about the phospholipids here.
Yeah, when we did the fatty acid panel, I was quite good on that. On all of them, you were actually surprised.
Yeah. Yeah. So whatever you're doing, just keep up with what's working.
Okay.
Right. So I think we really looked at all of them. We talked about the dopamine ones and the B6. We talked about magnesium, extra magnesium.
Yep.
Yeah. And there we go. And gluten and all that. So I think we pretty much hit the whole thing. So again, oops, like I said, cancel. Stop. How do I make it stop? Cancel. Like I said, any of the ones that you're curious about that we didn't talk about, I would go back to the notes that Janet did some amazing notes for you. Go back to her notes. And then also you could just go and look these up in the book to read more about it, the genetic detoxification book. And also you can always go to Snippedia and just type in the name of the gene, like I did here, or the RSID of the gene, which would be this. So if I just took one, we'll see, and I go here, and I go like that, and I just type that into Google, you're going to get a bunch of stuff. Usually Snippedia is right at the top. So you can look up any of the genes you want to know more about that way. Right. So if there's a gene, this doesn't give you a lot of information, but sometimes gives you more than that. Yeah. So that wasn't a great one. So maybe gene cards is another one that always often comes up. And sometimes you get them like an advanced report from the Medline and it'll talk about it. And a lot of this stuff, the reason it's just so sometimes it looks like just gobbledygook, right? It's not going to help you, but sometimes it's a good one, like the one we looked at before.
Right.
I actually had one on breast cancer. That was a good one.
In the beginning, did you mention that you thought I should get onto glutathione?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the liposomal.
Yep.
Yep, and go slow with it, like everything else. Just go slow and make sure it feels good.
Yep.
Okay?
All right, thank you. Good.
Yeah. You're welcome. Sandra, you're next.
Hello.
Hello. All right, Sandra. Okay, let me mark you off. And I'm gonna stop the recording and start a new one. Stop recording.